Imagine you recently opened a new service business and you've got a website showing your services and it looks absolutely fantastic. Offering services in your local town means you can focus on local SEO and it might not take too long to get people's attention. But there are two things you should consider doing to help qualified prospects make a decision whether to buy from you or not. Welcome to SEO Success for Small Business Owners, the podcast dedicated to SEO, inbound marketing, and content creation. I'm your host, Graham Knight, and today I'm going to talk about proving you've got what it takes. When you hire an SEO company to work with you, there's one thing that you need to be aware of from the get-go, and that's what type of content they recommend you invest in from day one. The problem with SEO companies is that they need to generate results for their clients, and the most obvious KPI to demonstrate this is an increase in website visitors. The more people you have visiting your website means the more sales you're going to get, right? Well, not so fast, because it really isn't that easy. And if you don't keep on top of your SEO provider, they may be getting you more visitors, but that may not be transitioning into sales. And eventually you're going to notice this and I ask, what's going on? The same problem might happen if you work on your own SEO. You listen to experts like me and you read about SEO on websites and you do your research. You know that you have to create top of the funnel content, middle of the funnel content, and bottom of the funnel content. So you start with the most obvious and perhaps the most interesting, at least you think from your customer's point of view, it's the most interesting. And these are articles or social media posts that focus on the informational content. You show your knowledge and expertise, and yet the phone doesn't ring. You're targeting the right audience, and you're giving the right message, and your content is amazing. Over time, this generates awareness and traffic, but oftentimes your sales don't go up. Yep, been there, done that. So let's try something. Let's flip the sales funnel on its head and start generating the bottom of the content funnel first. Focus on case studies, why clients should work with you, or customers should buy from you. The whole point here is that you might not be generating quite so much traffic to your website, but you will be targeting the people who are close to making a buying decision. Sales calls and conversations about your business potentially become easier because you have marketing on your website to show proof that you know what you're doing. Once you've covered enough bottom of the funnel content, work on middle of the funnel content and then top of the funnel content. Social proof is also a huge ally that many of us don't leverage enough. And I recently started collecting more Google reviews and testimonials because that helps buyers know that they are making the right decision. Make it a point in your marketing of creating a reputation management process to ask customers to give you reviews to boost your brand. It doesn't have to be a complicated process. You just have to remember to do it. One of my peers suggested recently offering free strategy calls in return for a Google review, and that's something that I'm experimenting with myself. It seems like an amazing value for both the prospect and the company. It's a win-win for both of us. And it doesn't matter whether you're a tree care company, endodontist practice, or sell tap dancing lessons. Head to the bottom of the funnel first for content creation, add in social proof, and very quickly, you'll be known as the expert in your field. So the question you're going to ask me is, how do you optimize your bottom of the funnel content for SEO? Well, perhaps you don't really need to. Maybe it's more of a content marketing play. And maybe you can use other distribution channels to spread the word. Sure, SEO is important for us, but if you're creating case studies, for example, who cares whether they rank in Google? If you're really talking to prospects, then they're more than likely to visit your website directly. They won't find you in the search results, but they will find you through conversations, maybe a local directory or networking meetings, or perhaps through your local chamber of commerce. And they're going to look at your website and they're going to see your case studies. So this is a play that doesn't necessarily need SEO, but can bring you a lot of credibility and a lot of trust. Thanks for listening to SEO Success for Small Business Owners. The podcast can be found everywhere podcasts are available, You can check out all the links and resources mentioned and catch up on all episodes at www.newrootdigital.com.